Hello, hi, Max. We're Richard.
Yes.
Hi, Richard. My name is Ed. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Okay, Rich?
Okay, all I got was I'm calling for... Can you tell me who you are again?
Hey, my name is Ed. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Richard. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
25.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Cement mason, tile setter, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, marble mason, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, PCC restoration, stone mason.
You don't have pointer clocker?
What is it?
Pointer clocker.
No, I don't have that. You're not in the...
Just put bricklayer. Just put bricklayer then.
Thank you. Bricklayer. Okay, and on the last job that you worked on, were you... an improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yeah.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I'm currently retired.
Okay. So you're not working in the trade anymore?
Well, no.
Okay. Can you hold on 1 second, please? I don't know what to put here. Okay. Let me go on. So when you say retire, you are no longer paying union dues, so you're not in the union anymore?
Oh, I'm still in the union. I'm paying my dues every month.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
That's a good question. I would say it's about the same.
Okay. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think there's fewer.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I get the sense that there are not enough.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Lower unemployment.
Okay, thank you. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, hit or call, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, no real safety concerns.
Fall risk.
I'm sorry?
The risk of falling.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. And now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasional, or regularly?
Never.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please blank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from the one that you are least likely to get your news from. In other words, the first one is the main one, and the last one is the least one that you will use. I have five of them here: radio, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper, cable news, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors. Which one is the one that the most one? From the one that you use.
Can you give me that again?
Radio, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, cable news, local TV news programming, friends or neighbors and neighbor.
I would say print.
Okay. Thank you. And what about the next one that you would think? Radio, the internet, or social media, cable news?
Cable news.
Thank you. What about the next one? Radio, the internet, or social media, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors?
Probably radio.
Thank you.
Could put social media on the end, and then internet right next to that. And then I think there's one more. We could put the third
friends,
from the left.
Friends and neighbors.
Yeah, you could probably put that third from the last.
Okay. And the media.
And then I think it was internet and then social media.
Okay, so local TV news programming is not the last?
Oh, local TV news? No, that would be like third.
So the last one would be social media, right?
I thought you said like cable. I thought you said cable TV.
Yeah, cable news. You said that was the
second. That's where I get my local news from, cable.
Okay. And the first one is print or online newspaper. The next one is, the second one is cable news. The third one, radio. The fourth one, friends and neighbors. The fifth one, local TV news program. And the sixth one, the internet or social media, correct?
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, education, immigration, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, healthcare, foreign policy, or something else?
I would say jobs.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC, BSC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on fairly financed projects. Would you say that it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party most strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Which one do you think, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? Both.
Well, the Democrats.
Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM for and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I don't know. I'm not sure on that issue.
Okay, don't know. Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done, which is of the following. His job as president overall. Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Support for labor unions. Approve or disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. The economy. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Healthcare.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Foreign affairs.
Strongly approve.
Immigration.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Moving right along. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling this job?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered? You registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think that you will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the election for if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Do I receive information from the union?
Do you find it useful? Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service? I have to write it down, so please be specific. Just one thing will do that you think that could make the union best improve its representation and service.
I don't know.
You don't think that they need improvement, or do you think that they're doing a great job?
Oh, I think they're doing a good job.
Okay. So no complaints?
No.
Thank you. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? The top priorities that you think that they should be doing? Your opinion.
Getting more work projects out.
Okay. More work projects. Projects. Getting more work projects, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union?
Mail.
Job site, mail. Regular mail, right? Not email or text, regular mail.
Yeah, mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, four more times a year.
I believe I get it twice a year.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, we almost percent, we are 90%. I really appreciate your time. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
A moderate Democrat.
a moderate Democrat. Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Well, I would say not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're representing, that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? Richard, right?
Richard.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation and enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. I appreciate it.
All right.